Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject called Real Life Examples of the Healing Ministry, and we're doing part two of a seven-part series, and I'll be laying down today the foundation scriptures for the healing ministry. Our first scripture is found in Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 to 8, and it says, "But he made himself of no reputation, taking in the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross." This scripture is actually saying that Jesus Christ outpoured himself before he came to the earth and operated as a man. In the healing ministry of Jesus, he operated as a man. He didn't operate as God with godly powers. He operated as a man with the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, and he showed us what a new covenant believer, a born-again believer, could do. Jesus said, "What I have done, you will do, and even greater works." Let's go to the next scripture, John chapter 14, verses 10 to 14. "Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells or lives in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I will do, he also, and greater works than these will he also do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 and 7 and 8, Jesus speaking, "And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. And as you go preaching, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand,' heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give." The next scripture is Luke chapter 10, verses 1 and 8 and 9. This is where Jesus sent out the 70. "After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them out two by two before his face into every city and every place where he himself was about to go. Whatever city you enter, and they give you, receive and eat these things set before you, and heal the sick, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, Jesus speaking, "And he said to them, 'Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who believes not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them, and they will lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover." Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus speaking, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth.'" Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus speaking once again, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And finally, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. What we are to see in these scriptures is that Jesus came to earth. He outpoured his godliness and operated as a man, as a prophet, using the word of God to do the signs, miracles, and wonders. The authority that Jesus has from the resurrection was given to the born-again believer. And the word of God is saying to us that as believers, we go into the world, lay hands upon the sick, and pray and believe and command healing and expect to see healing and miracles. In the following testimonies, my private testimonies of the healing ministries, you'll be able to understand how God gives authority to the born-again believer for signs, miracles, and wonders. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me. I look forward to you in the next part, part three, and we're starting off with a short leg grows back and bones become straight in a person who was prayed for at a healing ministry in a church. Thank you and God bless.